Chapter 2. I left it before breakfast the next morning. Betteridge was waiting for me at the house, excitement showing through his characteristic calm. When we arrived at the cottage, Mrs. Yolland was in the kitchen, with a thin, wild-looking girl with beautiful hair. She looked at me as if I was an object of both horror and fascination, and limped upstairs. Mrs. Yolland apologized for her daughter's odd behavior. I heard thump, thump across the room above us. Thump, thump, downstairs again. And there she was with the letter in her hand. She made a sign for me to come with her. I followed her down to the beach, behind some fishing boats. "I want to look at you," she said. She fixed her eyes mercilessly on me. "No, I can't see what she saw in him. Oh, my poor lost darling. What could she see in that man?" She pushed the envelope into my hand. "Take it," she said bitterly, and limped away. The envelope contained a letter and a note. I read the letter first. "Sir, if you want to know the meaning of my behaviour towards you, follow the instructions in the note. You must do this alone." The instructions gave me precise directions, how to find a particular rock at the Shivering Sand, how to find a particular part of that rock, uncovered only at low tide, to feel around in the sea plants below it till I felt a chain, and to pull on that chain. I heard Betteridge behind me. "I can't stand any longer. For God's sake, what does it say?" I handed him the note. "Cuff said it," he cried, reading it. He looked at the sea. "The tide is going down. It will turn in an hour." Following the instructions, we found the place 20 minutes before the turn of the tide. Betteridge turned to leave. "Why are you leaving?" I asked. He reminded me of Rosanna's wish that I make the discovery alone. "I'll wait up the beach," he said. I waited, watching, as the morning sun poured beauty on everything around me. The sweetness of the air made simple act of living and breathing a luxury. The wet quicksand shone like gold. At last, the turn of the tide came. I saw the quicksand begin to move, an awful tremble creeping across its surface. I climbed down the slippery rock until my face was almost touching the quicksand. For an instant, a terrible fear gripped me. I thought she might rise up out of it, pull me in. I reached down among the plants underwater and touched the chain. I pulled, and up out of the quicksand it came, a metal case. I opened it, pulled out a white nightgown. There was also a letter. I spread out the nightgown, saw the smear of paint on it. Sergeant Cuff's words returned to me. "Find the dress with the stain. Find out who it belongs to. And you haven't far to look for the hand that took the diamond." I looked at the label on the nightgown and read the name. Franklin Blake.